After reading this piece, you become aware that we are indeed heading toward nuclear confrontation. As global tensions rise, the specter of World War III looms ever closer. Recent developments highlight the dangerous escalation between the United States, NATO, and Russia. Yesterday's announcement from the White House of expanded nuclear weapon deployment in the UK and Europe signals a new phase in this geopolitical conflict. World War III escalation timeline. Understanding the context of these events is crucial. The timeline of escalation includes several key developments. Sanctions against Russia. Initial sanctions imposed by the US and its allies failed to deter Russian actions. NATO expansion. The expansion of NATO further provoked Russia, exacerbating tensions. Ukraine's NATO membership. NATO's pledge to include Ukraine as a member state added fuel to the fire. Long-range missiles in Germany. President Biden's pledge to place long-range missiles in Germany by 2026, capable of reaching all of Russia, marked a significant escalation. Russian nuclear submarine in Cuba. In response, Russia sailed a nuclear submarine into Cuban waters. Putin's nuclear pledge. Vladimir Putin's recent pledge to position nuclear weapons near the US, likely in Cuba, if Biden follows through with the missile deployment in Germany, further heightens the risk of conflict. These events set the stage for the latest alarming announcement. Expanded nuclear arsenal. The Biden administration recently informed Congress of plans to expand the nuclear weapon arsenal in the UK and Europe. This expansion is presumably aimed at countering the Russian threat. The White House announcement stated, "The amendment's revisions to Article 2(b) of the 1958 agreement clarify that these same types of information may be exchanged related to atomic weapons, including special nuclear materials properties and production or processing technology, as is determined necessary to improve the recipient's atomic weapon design, development, or fabrication capability," White House announcement. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The provisions of the 1958 agreement, as amended, align with U.S. commitments to the U.K. regarding the Trident strategic weapon system and support for the U.K.'s nuclear threat reduction programs. This move is framed as essential for maintaining a credible nuclear deterrent and supporting mutual defense under NATO. Implications and concerns. The expansion of the nuclear arsenal in Europe raises serious questions about the future. What will Vladimir Putin's response be? The tit-for-tat escalation increases the risk of a full-scale nuclear confrontation. The potential for a new Cuban Missile Crisis scenario, where the U.S. might invade Cuba to prevent a Russian nuclear threat in the Western Hemisphere, cannot be ignored. Media silence and ideological blindness as World War III risk increases. One troubling aspect of this situation is the Western media's silence on the role of the U.S. and NATO in provoking these tensions. The media's focus remains on Russia's actions, often ignoring the strategic decisions made by the U.S. and its allies. This selective reporting fosters a pro-war narrative and obscures the full picture. A call for awareness. As Christians, it is imperative to stay informed and pray for peace. The current trajectory of international relations is deeply concerning, and only through awareness and advocacy can we hope to influence a more peaceful outcome. By staying vigilant and understanding the gravity of these developments, we can better prepare for the challenges ahead. The threat of World War III is real, and the time to act is now. Be active in your community and vocal with your representatives. Further reading. Conservative Treehouse. Article. Why are Western leaders so eager to go to war with nuclear-armed Russia and China? It's about depopulation. VCA article. How NATO powers are using the UK's World War I model to lure Russia into the next big global war. VCA article. A prayer for peace and wisdom in troubled times. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, deeply troubled by the escalating tensions and threats of war that loom over our world. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, the one who calms the storms and brings order out of chaos. We seek your divine intervention and wisdom in these perilous times. Father, we pray for our leaders. Grant them the wisdom and discernment to make decisions that promote peace and justice. Help them to act with integrity and courage, always seeking the well-being of their people and the world at large. We lift up those who are living in fear and uncertainty. Surround them with your comfort and protection. May your presence be a source of strength and hope, reminding them that you are in control even when circumstances seem dire. Lord, we ask for your mercy. In the face of potential conflict and destruction, we plead for your grace to avert war and bring about reconciliation. Soften the hearts of those who harbor anger and hatred, and replace their desires for conflict with a longing for peace. Help us, as your people, to be agents of your peace. Empower us to speak words of hope and encouragement, to act with compassion and kindness, and to be lights in the darkness. May our actions reflect your love and bring glory to your name. We pray for the church worldwide. Strengthen our resolve to stand firm in faith and to be unwavering witnesses of your truth and love. Unite us in prayer and purpose, that we may boldly proclaim your gospel in these troubled times. Lord, we trust in your sovereign power. We know that nothing happens outside of your knowledge and control. Grant us the faith to trust in your perfect plan, even when we do not understand it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.